Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Just back from another day of hard work, doing another trial run of a podcast, working with Terrence K. Williams. Those of you who know the conservative comedian, African-American comedian, Terrence K. Williams. I was with Terrence all morning, putting together a podcast, seeing if the two of us are compatible, whether we do a great job together, whether we want to do a project together. We'll see. But we did a one-hour podcast. I don't get it. What does that music have to do with anything? It's my greatness. I thought that's the music you play when you graduate high school, usually. You're great for graduating high school. All right, so Terrence K. Williams and I did a podcast together, one-hour podcast. It'll be out there in the next couple of weeks, and we're trying to see as a trial run whether we want to do a project together. Pretty interesting. I'm suggesting the name Black and White. Black and White. Terrence is black. I'm white. We both have our own views, but pretty much the same views. We're on the same page, but we just come from different perspectives. Some of the big news stories in the news today, and again, I warned about this thousands and thousands of times over the years. I always said, once they let illegals in, there's nothing they won't give them. The right to vote, the right to collect welfare, the right to collect unemployment benefits. And California moves to give unemployment benefits to illegal immigrants as the border crisis grows. State Senator Maria Elena Durazo, California, lamented that illegal immigrants continue to be shut out from California's economic success. Democrat politicians in California have been considering a proposal that will grant illegal aliens residing in the state the ability to receive unemployment benefits at the perfect timing, as Title 42 ends just now, literally just last week, the end of last week, and we let the whole world in, and they should all know that if they don't have a job, we're going to pay them unemployment benefits. Insanity. Senator Maria Elena Durazo sponsored the bill. And she said that despite their work in industries such as agriculture, clothing, and construction, they can't collect unemployment benefits. Poor babies. SB 227, also known as the Safety Net for All Workers Act, will use state funds to give illegal aliens who claim to have no work $300 a week lasting up to 20 weeks. Weekly handouts and other government costs related to the legislation are expected to run $356 million a year for the state of California. Meanwhile, California has a budget deficit of $31.5 billion. And don't forget, they want to pay reparations of $800 billion to black people. Insanity. You know, this is what you're dealing with. California is a failed American state. Just crazy. And I spent yesterday's show talking a lot about the Durham report. Actually, you could just stop it right there, right? I spent yesterday's show talking a lot. I spent every show talking a lot. 3 hours a day talking a lot. That's what I do. That's how you fill 3 hours. You got to talk a lot. But I spent yesterday's show talking a lot about the Durham report, which I believe the key thing in it, there's many bad things in it for the Democrat Party and leading Democrats like Biden and Hillary, but I think the key thing in it is Obama. Obama Obama is a criminal. Hillary told Obama she was going to use the Russian collusion scam against Trump. So Obama knew about it. He knew it was false, and he went along with it. He's an absolute criminal. Obama is a criminal. I've said this before. When Hillary had a problem because she was using a server in her house instead of a government server, and that's a crime, I always argued Obama knew about it because they constantly said in the news that Hillary sent emails to Obama all the time. As is, you know, he was president, she was secretary of state, she had to communicate with him all the time, and she sent them from her personal private server. And nobody put two and two together except me. Well, how did he get them? Did he get them on his government email account? No, because the government email account for the president of the United States will not accept private emails from a private personal server, which means he was getting them on his own personal server, which means he was committing a crime, and he knew the crime that she was committing. But that's still minor compared to all the other crimes I believe Obama's committed. Hillary was running around the world as Secretary of State, but also with a second hat on, representing the Clinton Foundation. And everywhere she went as Secretary of State, representing our government and you and me as taxpayers, she was also representing the Clinton Foundation and extorting money all over the world, including, what was it, like $120 million from the Russians in return for a large portion of America's uranium stock? She got that money from everyone. She was Obama's Secretary of State. You don't think he knew what she was doing? You don't think he knew she was extorting money? You don't think he got a piece of it? Why do you think the Clinton Foundation is located offshore? They were collecting illegal bribes, illegal campaign funds. They were stealing from the American taxpayer, and it's all offshore where nobody could check on it. And I believe a portion of the money went to Obama. He was the president. He winked and nodded, and whatever Hillary did, you know what Hillary is? Hillary's an earner. Hillary's an earner, man. That's what the mafia used to call. Hey, that guy's an earner. Hillary was earning money through the Clinton Foundation for Barack Obama. She was doing the dirty work. There we go. Godfather. The Don, Obama, Obama, Hussein, Obama is the Don. And Hillary is the starring as the earner. And Joe Biden is the earner. The two of them were gallivanting around the globe, extorting money from world leaders, and whatever money they got, what did Obama say, like a good godfather? I just want a piece. I want a piece. I gotta always have a taste. And they gave him a taste. He got some of the money. The real big guy is Obama. Biden was a big guy, and Hillary's a big guy, too. She really is a big guy. But Michelle's really the big guy. Michelle's the big guy. She's packing. But hold on. And I don't mean a gun. All I could tell you is, and I'm just kidding around. I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm assuming Michelle's a woman. She just looks like a guy. But the end result is that Obama was getting a taste, a piece of all the extortion going on all around the world. And then separate from that is the IRS scandal ordered by Obama. And separate from that is the spying order by Obama. When you put the list together, he's the most corrupt president in the history of America. And he gets a total pass. No one even thinks he's done anything wrong. He's the greatest. He is so clean. Oh, Obama. But Harry Reid said that. He's a clean black man. That's Harry Reid's words, not mine. He's such a clean black man. So you're just dealing with a media that's so corrupt. They're the PR wing of the Democrat Party and also so biased and also so scared of ever being called racist that the media could never level a charge. They could never allow any charges against Obama because Obama was, gasp, drum roll, black. You can't say anything bad about Obama. He's black. By the way, he's half white and half black, so I don't know which half you're choosing that you're not allowed to say anything bad about, but as far as I'm concerned, corruption is corruption. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. And here's a new corruption in the Durham report. Foreign government planned to donate money to the Hillary for President campaign in exchange for protection once she became president. So, you know, this is all coming out. The FBI had a CHS connected to a foreign national insider of a third separate foreign government. This is John Herald reporting. He says this insider solicited CHS to set up a meeting, meaning Hillary. That must be Hillary, right? CHS? I don't know what that stands for. To set up a meeting with candidate Clinton because the insider wanted to propose something that CHS understood to be campaign. I guess it's just very clear to them. These are people that talk in words that the average person doesn't know, and I don't know. But what they're trying to say is that a country, a foreign government, wanted to donate money to Hillary's campaign in exchange for protection when she became president of the United States. It's that simple. A foreign insider contacted, the Clinton HS, that must be the State Department, and solicited the CHS to set up a meeting with Hillary Clinton. The foreign insider wanted to propose something understood to be a campaign contribution to Hillary. The donation would be made on behalf of a foreign government in exchange for protection of that foreign government when Hillary became president. So, you know, how many crimes were just committed just in that one paragraph? First of all, you can't give money from a foreign government for an American presidential campaign. And if you did, it can't be, you know, quid pro quo. You can't say in return for that, I'm not going to prosecute you. These are such criminals. Hillary knew that Donald Trump was not a Russian spy. Hillary knew that Donald Trump was not getting any help from Russia. There was no Russian collusion. But she said it anyway. And she set him up. She tried to destroy his life and destroy his brand. All right, when we get back, more shocking news. I told you again and again on this show, I told you so, I told you again and again that there was massive voter fraud in Arizona. People didn't vote for Katie Hobbs over Carrie Lake. That never happened. Katie Hobbs is a lie, a fraud. The election was won by Carrie Lake. And the key is signature verification. And when we get back, I'll explain. But you're just talking about such fraud. Such fraud. Three whistleblowers will testify. 130,000 ballots did not pass signature verification, but they were counted anyway. Far, far more than the margin of victory for Katie Hobbs over Carrie Lake. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products for patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA. And never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back. RevRex is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Brand new sponsor. If you haven't been with me in the last couple of days, they just started last Thursday. RevRex is all about saving you from IRS audits. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents, and it's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, which stands for Revenue Reconciliation. RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, your banks, your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA accountant. They assist your CPA. Exclusively for my fans, special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you. Go to RevRex.com. Click Book a Demo, and in 10 minutes, you'll learn how RevRex will protect you. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. All right, so Gavin Newsom admits the California system is unsustainable. It's the first time we've actually got him on record to acknowledge that, and I think that's a good thing. It's just completely unsustainable. There's nothing going on in California that could be replicated around the country without destroying America and bankrupting America. California system does not work for most Californians. Newsom himself admits it is not sustainable or reliable way to run a state. It's a state run by liberal elites, for liberal elites, and that's it. And it's really scary. Newsom spends his time boasting about how high the state's gross domestic product is. But meanwhile, the taxes are through the roof, and the budget deficit is through the roof, and it's an unequal state where residents have to shoulder high cost of living and still see programs get cut because the state can't live up to its spending promises. If even one rich billionaire moves out of the state, they get all their taxes from a few that you can count on a couple of hands, rich billionaires. So pretty scary stuff. More on the Durham report. The FBI offered to pay Steele, as in Christopher Steele, the author of the infamous anti-Trump dossier, up to $1 million for evidence linking Donald Trump to Russia, and paid Steele's primary subsource hundreds of thousands of dollars, even after the source was unable to provide evidence for any of his claims. This is in John Durham's report. They offered $1 million for anti-Trump evidence. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be because the entire FBI was the tool of Obama and Hillary Clinton? And Hillary Clinton was supposed to be Obama's successor, and he wanted to do anything? Once again, Obama, I'm sure, was in the middle of it. He gave the orders. Speaking of Obama, here's Obama. He says, I'm most worried about divided media. We have different realities. Former President Obama said this morning on CBS Mornings that the divided media was his biggest concern for the future of the United States. The host said, post-presidency, what about this country keeps you up at night? And Obama said, the thing I'm most worried about is the degree to which we've now had a divided conversation, in part because we have a divided media. He says, when I was coming up, you had three TV stations, and people were getting a similar sense of what's true and what isn't, what's real and what was not. Today, I'm concerned with the fact that because of the splintering of the media, we occupy different realities. Do you understand what he's saying? I want you to understand the significance of what he's saying. Obama's saying, when you were trapped with only three media, three, it meant you had to believe their lies, fraud, and propaganda, the level of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. You had no choice. All three said the same thing, and those are the only places you got your news from. So he loved that. But he'd like to end the fact that you now have Fox News, you've got Newsmax, you've got Mine, Real America's Voice TV, you've got Lindell TV. He'd like to eliminate all those because those are misleading. Those disagree with the government. That makes them misleading and false. That makes them evil. That makes them wrong automatically. If you disagree with the government, you're bad. And by the way, the Office of Naval Intelligence hosted an event on inclusive language for transgender, non-binary, and intersex. Does anybody know what intersex means? Does anyone know what non-binary means? It means you're a frog. This hour, you're a man, and next hour, you're a woman. This hour, you're straight. Next hour, you're a lesbian. Transgender. This is the most bizarre stuff in the history of mankind. Just bizarre. I don't know what to say anymore. There's actually a lawsuit, $5 million. Some transgender guy or gal or it is suing a yoga studio because they misgendered him in yoga class. And he's suing for $5 million. $5 million. I'm not going to say it right now because I get in a lot of trouble. I'm not saying a word. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up. You can act on your mask.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
Hey, USA News update. A vote is expected this week in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan deal reached to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the bill is a compromise.
It doesn't get everything everybody wanted, but that's in divided government. That's where we end up. I think it's a very positive bill.
President Biden called the package an important step forward that will reduce spending and grow the economy while also avoiding a default. The vote in the House expected on Wednesday. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking after a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." 8 people were rescued from the rubble after an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa collapsed. 12 others made it out of that building safely on their own. Rescue workers left the scene this afternoon, and the building will be demolished tomorrow. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Fire. I'm back, and I've got a great offer for you. Melaleuca is a famous company, and Great Patriot Store is in partnership with Melaleuca, and they sell all these amazing products. They are the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots and Christians, greatpatriotstore.com. And they've got this special enrollment promotion going on, and it's just $1, $1 between now and May 31st, $1 to enroll between now and May 31st. Enroll, and you can literally beat inflation with all these hundreds of great household products you're already using and already buying at far lower prices and far better quality. And now they've got the beef. It applies to beef as well. They've got the highest quality beef anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. But like a Costco or Sam's Club, you must become a member. And now it's $1 to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you, make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. From now through the 31st of May, it's $1 to sign up. All right, so we've got Josh Manning with us today, Deputy Managing Editor, WesternJournal.com. He's with us every couple of weeks. Josh Manning, tell us about Western Journal. How are things going there?
Oh, Wayne, we're doing well. In fact, I'm doing particularly well. I'm back from a week off away from the news, so I've been inundated today trying to get updated. It looks like things are roughly as crazy as when I left before.
Never slows down.
It never slows down. Well, it's a dumpster fire. It takes a lot to put it out. And the country's been on fire for years now, I think it started honestly in 2000 with Florida. I think the Democrats lost their minds over that, but that was 22 years ago. And it has burned ever since then. It burned through Barack Obama, where he was going to fundamentally reshape America. He went on an apology tour, trashed America. No American president has ever done that at home, let alone overseas. He did that. Then we had a brief breath of fresh air with Donald J. Trump. Of course, the deep state, the establishment saw him as a threat. They knew he was a threat. They have done more to destroy that man than Wayne, more than anybody in history that I can think of. I can't think of anyone who has been hit harder, save Hitler.
No. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
Well, fair enough.
Trump and Jesus, the two most attacked people in the history of the world.
If they could get Trump on a cross, they would crucify him. I mean, they despise the man. But anyway, yeah. So when that happens, and then we've elected a doddering old fool, that's a dumpster fire, and it's hard to put out. And Trump had 4 years. But he was, he was tied up with litigation and with all of these investigations, two impeachments that were ridiculous, an election that was rigged, that was stolen by the elites. And
Josh, now we know Russian collusion was rigged. I mean, we knew that. You and I knew it, but I'm saying the average liberal didn't know it.
Yeah, so, you know, and so the country is on fire. This started out me just talking about being back from vacation, but the country is on fire. That is what's happening. And I think, Wayne, I mean, you talk with your listeners. You're in this every day like I am. When I talk to everyday people, what I see are people who have realized the elites hate me. The elites hate everyday Americans. And they have tried electing politicians for years to do something about it. The politicians all sold out. And that's why they love Donald J. Trump, because he didn't sell out. Was he perfect? No. Did he fight like whatever for them every single day? Yes, he absolutely did. And that is what's stunning to me, Wayne, is that other politicians in America – you talk about a class of people that is just craven. No other politician in America has stopped and thought, hey, if I do that same thing Trump did, if I fight like hell for these people, they're going to reward me the way they've rewarded Trump. But, Wayne, almost none of them are doing it. There are a couple who seem to have awakened to that. But there's almost nobody doing it. Because they're not interested in the American people. They're interested in feathering their nests. They're interested in the, you know, the cesspool in D.C. Our friend Floyd Brown says, when you get to D.C., it's a cesspool, but after a year or two, it starts feeling like a hot tub. They fit that hot tub, and they just marinate in it, and they become rich and powerful, and they say, screw the rest of us. So, yeah, it's on fire.
All right, let's talk about some big news stories that are out there. First of all, one that's not on your list is that James O'Keefe came out with a new undercover video this morning, and it interviewed a Fox News employee who said that Tucker Carlson's firing was part of the Dominion settlement. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. That's interesting. Dominion, I'm not saying this is right or wrong. Dominion themselves have come out and said, or one of their attorneys has come out and said, look, this was not part of the deal. We're not a part of this, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, Wayne, I'm interested to hear what you think about this. I think it was probably death by a thousand cuts, or death by three or four cuts. I think the texts about the bosses, I think the talk about elites on the air, I think the Dominion stuff, and I think the part that we all loved about him was that he was uncontrollable. And I think those four things probably ended up resulting in the Murdoch saying, we've had it. We're the boss here. And basically tying him. And you know what? Our readers, I appreciate what Fox has done over the years. Our readers are extremely skeptical of Fox News, and I am too. And boy, oh boy, if they keep Tucker bound up through the 2024 election, he is one of the clearest spokespeople for conservative populism in the country. He's probably the most articulate. If they keep him bound up and silent through 2024, they will have helped hand the election to the Democrat Party, and no viewer of Fox News should ever forget that.
All right. Other stories. This one is interesting to me because I heard about it and I never read the actual details, so I want to get it from you. Trump's team claimed that Trump used a secret weapon during the CNN town hall commercial break. I saw the headline, but I never read the story at your site. What's the secret weapon?
So I've never heard of this being done in the middle of a town hall or a debate. I don't know how they pulled it off, but Trump's team was reportedly able to feed him tweets in real time of what viewers thought of the town hall meeting. So he was able to see what was resonating with viewers, what they were saying about him, what they were saying about his message, what they were saying about the moderator, Caitlin Collins, what they were saying about her performance. And he was able to use that to modulate what he said, how he attacked issues, and how he attacked her at times. And Wayne, maybe you've heard of this. I've never heard of them doing this in the middle of a town hall.
No, you not know, in real
normally,
time like that. No,
normally
right.
What we hear is the Democrat candidate or the moderate. Somebody had access to the questions before the Republican did. That's normally what we hear. That's
right.
The secret weapon the Dems use. But in this case, he was actually able to get real-time feedback, and I've never heard of that happening before. And I think it's encouraging. I think it's encouraging for 2024. I think it demonstrates a simple but firm mastery of tech and new communication methods. Joe Biden's never done that. Joe Biden couldn't get his web address right during the debates. Visit JoeBiden2020.com. Whereas Trump is unbelievably adept with social and unbelievably adept at manipulating media, it's an encouraging thing to see. It's simple, but it's encouraging to me to see him just handling these people so easily.
Well, let's see if they can apply it to voting day, because that's what we need, is we need high-tech ways to win the vote on voting day and not allow them to steal elections and not allow them to use fake ballots and dead people, et cetera, et cetera.
We have got to turn out, and we have got to file lawsuits, and we cannot. I mean, you and I have talked about this I don't know how many times on the air and off. We cannot let this happen again. We can't let it happen again. When they jam, I was reading a piece today. I can't remember who wrote it, but when they jam so many of the ballot counters in Maricopa County, a county that decides elections, they jam them on election day with ballots that don't fit, ballots that are sized wrong. And they do it on a level that people who are observing it said, I don't know how this could be anything but intentional. When they do that, we cannot take it lying down. And I know you've been saying this to your audience. I'm just echoing you.
You know who
cannot
could
let this keep happening.
You know who could take it lying down? Kamala Harris. She takes everything laying down.
I would love to hear.
Moving on. I see you've got a lot of showbiz tidbits to talk to us about. The next host to take over Tucker's primetime spot, just temporarily, they're all kind of trying out, is who, as the audience is cut dramatically? Who is the next host?
Wait, I hate to say this, but your audience is going to have to check Western because I haven't gotten that story yet. I've been on vacation. I'm getting up to speed, and I messed up on that. Wayne's audience, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't have it.
Well, you'll catch up on it right away. It's an ad break right now. You'll catch up on it right now and let me know who's filling in for Tucker. What? By the way, let me say this nicely. What person that does not have any of Tucker's intelligence or talent or charisma is filling in for Tucker next week and will never get any ratings at all? Who's the next victim? We'll find out when we get back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Josh Manning is with me, my guest, deputy managing editor at WesternJournal.com with today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. He knows about all of them except who's the next host to take over Tucker's spot. He'll find out during the break and let us know. We'll be right back.
With a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty Health Share, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I left the insurance about 5 years ago. I was paying over $2,000 a month. I had a deductible of about $10,000 a year, so nothing was paid by Aetna. Everything was on me. So I was paying $24,000 a year plus, you know, in premiums, plus $10,000 the first 10. So that's $34,000 a year, and that's before taxes. Insanity. And then I found Liberty Health Share. Best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You could start at any time. 365 days a year, there are no contracts, there's no network, you could choose any doctor or hospital you want. They're not small time. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And as far as me, I'm here to, you know, personally verify that I've saved over $100,000 in just monthly payments in the last 5 years versus Aetna. So next time you look at your bank account, could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. We've got our guest with us, Steve Moore. He is a FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics, and a friend of war. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing well. Thank you. It's cold here. It's D.C. It's like in the teens. This is really cold for Washington.
Well, D.C.'s cold. How about, last I checked, Dallas, Texas is freezing and snowing and icing. It's the world's upside down.
Actually, So this is a big story that's emerging. So what's happening is there's a fuel shortage. And so the price, you're going to see, gas prices have already gone up. They're going to spike.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, I've expanded from just the national radio show to a podcast, and I've expanded from a once-a-week podcast with the kind of Casey Kasem-like top 10 news stories for conservatives to actually now 7-day-a-week podcast. So lots of stuff going on. My podcast is called War Raw, and believe it or not, the podcast is doing well outside the United States. I just got information today from the podcast company. With Apple Podcasts, I have the number 20 political podcast in Slovenia. I have the number 39 political podcast in Italy, number 85 in Netherlands, number 123 in Australia, number 128 out of all political podcasts in South Africa. So it's just kind of interesting. People are listening to my podcast all over the world. They also rated me in Canada, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and I think it's Slovenka instead of Slovenia. I don't know. Whatever it is, they're listening all over the world to the War Raw podcast. How do you get it? Anywhere that you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And today I just finished my weekend top 10 edition. You'll love it. So go check it out right now. War Raw. We've got Steve Moore back for part two. FreedomWorks economist, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, co-author of Trumponomics. Steve, we were talking about schools, but we never got a chance to discuss cities. I mean, that's what this is really all about. This is why everybody's best interest was in defeating Trump, because the entire deep state and the entire D.C. swamp said, we're all going to get money. If we let Biden, if we let Trump, he's Scrooge. He won't pay us. So I saw $350 billion is going to cities and states, and I'll bet most of them are deep blue Democrats, cities and states that went bankrupt because they chose to lock down due to COVID, so they have no revenues coming in. They're all going to get rich now, and suddenly they're going to be healthy again, right?
Well, that's right. And by the way, this is not a COVID relief bill, folks. This $1.9 trillion, it's basically the Bernie Sanders kind of social welfare policies that he's wanted for 30 years than what the left has done. I mean, these people are not stupid. They're using this excuse of COVID to pass minimum wage, higher, mandatory paid parental leave. They've got money for the, National Endowment for the Arts in here. They've got, just the wish list of, all these equity programs and racial programs and this and that. And so one of the biggest paybacks to all the, by the way, this is a big wet kiss to all the groups that helped elect Joe Biden. It's basically payback. We used to call that graft. And so the biggest payment is to these blue state governors and blue state mayors, right, like de Blasio, like Cuomo, like Newsom in California, my home state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. Those are the states that get massive sums to bail out their economies and their budgets. And what do all those states have in common? Oh, yeah, they all have Democratic governors. And they completely shut down their economy. Meanwhile, states like Florida. Wayne, I just got back from Florida last week. Florida's open for business. I mean, it's a polar opposite of New York's completely shut down, and Florida's open for business. And now people in Florida have to pay more taxes to bail out New York.
Hey, Steve, I have a friend who owns a restaurant in Florida, and he's almost scared to tell anyone. He's like, Wayne, I'm making more money than I've ever made in my life. My restaurant is jammed every night, and we hold 300 people, and there's 400, and nobody's got masks on, and nobody's sick. Everything's fine. I don't have an employee who got sick. This has got to be the biggest scam in history. Is there really COVID? Of course there is. But it's the flu. It goes around every year, and this one's very deadly for old people. I get it. But for middle class and middle-aged and younger people to go out to a restaurant and have fun and sit by the beach, there's no threat. There's nothing wrong. This is ridiculous. You've made people scared over not nothing, but it's something. It's certainly, there are people who've died, but it's definitely not. It's one of the weakest pandemics in history, actually, for the survival rate and the death rate and all that. There's no reason for the behavior of the average Democrat politician in this country to lock down every business and tell them you can't open up. There was no justification for this.
I think it was the single greatest mistake maybe in American history in terms of the cost of the lockdowns were, in my opinion, multiple times the benefits. So there were benefits to lockdowns, but the costs were so much higher. I mean, so much higher, and the schools never should have been closed down. And you're right. If we had been smart, and this is what so many of the, Trump advisors had advised, that the left went crazy, is what you do is you isolate and sequester the vulnerable population, people over the age of 65, people who have, heart ailments or respiratory
cancer
problems. And if we'd done that, we would have probably saved more lives than the blanket. But this is what government does. They massively overreach. And so now you've got all these businesses that are just struggling. By the way, can you think of a worse time than right now when you've got restaurants and small stores around the country that are struggling to stay open? And now Biden and Bernie Sanders want to hit them with a $15 an hour minimum wage.
I don't know how any restaurant will survive $15 minimum wage. I have no idea. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's insanity. But, this is the plan, I think, Stephen. They're not bankrupting the average person on welfare. They're getting the same welfare. They're bankrupting the average small business owner, restaurant owner. Who are those people? They're the ones who give the donations to the Republican Party. It has to be a plan to destroy our donors. Steve Moore, we got to run. Co-author of Trumponomics, Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Steve.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.